Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord and welcome to the morning motivation broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is whatever happened to old school parenting. Whatever happened to old school parenting? And our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Proverbs 13 and verse 24 and Proverbs 23 and verse 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our three announcements for today. Number one, we have exceeded our soul goal, S-O-U-L, soul goal, which was to add at least 100 new listeners, which meant at least 100 new souls, to the broadcast for the month of July, because this means that we are witnessing and expanding the kingdom of our Lord. I ask you each day to share this broadcast with at least two people, and it is Monday, July 24th, and you have already added over 125 new souls. So I praise the Lord with you. We are saving souls together. Number two, remember to set your alarm to join me for Morning Motivation live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling in at 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss it live, I post the recording on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern. So that's your hot breakfast. Go get it off the stove and share with at least two people. The website is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire, F-I-R-E.com. And we now have a new subscribe button. And if you subscribe, you will automatically be notified when the broadcast has been posted, and it'll take you right to the broadcast to be able to hear each day. So from your desktop, go to feeldfire.com, the morning motivation page, and you can click that link to subscribe as well as hear the broadcast. Or from your cell phone or tablet, you can go to the website, feeldfire.com, to the morning motivation page, and just click that button to subscribe now, and it will make you a follower of the show. So we've just added that, and people are starting to follow. Thank you so much. And then our final announcement is just thanking you for all of your support regarding my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling. God is not the holdup. You are. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you continuously. But you have a role to play in that. And you guys have been ordering that book and supporting me. I thank you so much. You can still order it at feeldfire.com. And then later this week, it will be available on Amazon and in stores. So we're going to make this a bestseller because we are adding daily souls to the kingdom of our Lord. All right. Well, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the Word. I am in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 24, reading from the KJV. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. And that applies to our daughters as well. Proverbs 23 and 14. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and deliver his soul from hell. I was just reading to you the words from the wisdom of King Solomon.
in relation to disciplining our children. That people, the Bible says, who don't instill discipline in their children hate their children, because those who love them understand the need to set boundaries, to chastise, and to discipline. Now, this does not always mean a switch or a belt. Sometimes it's grounding, taking away allowance, taking away games, not allowing them to go to different places. Whatever it is that is most effective and applicable for your child or your children in their situation. But what it always means is that as the parent, you understand that children have to be protected for a reason. They don't have enough hindsight, because they haven't lived long enough to be able to make the appropriate decisions. But you have it. You've already been through the school of hard knocks. You've already experienced hard times. You've already experienced the consequences of the disobedience of your ways. So you have 20/20 hindsight. It also means that we understand that because children have not yet lived long enough to have the foundational 20/20 hindsight to make good decisions, there is no way they can have foresight or appropriate vision for the future. That's where parenting comes in. This is why there are laws, right, that say children can't quit school until a certain age. Children, for example, can't even have abortions until a certain age without a parent's consent, because the law even understands that the minds of children are not sufficiently developed to be able to be truly informed and have informed consent and all of the decisions that they feel they're so grown enough to make. You as the parent, I as the parent, have to be willing to step in. Get outside and get me a switch. Bring me that belt. You better be in this house before dark. Don't let those street lights come on and you still outside. I brought you in this world and I'll take you out. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Miss to the elderly woman you met. Mister to the elderly gentleman you met. Respect, discipline, authority, community. It takes a village. What happened to the old school parenting? What happened to the days where parents were not afraid of their children? What happened to the days where children respected their parents? Where children so respected their parents that they were afraid of the repercussions of what they did and said, not only at home, but even out in the neighborhoods, even out in the streets? Because during those days, you didn't have to wait until you got home to be disciplined. When you were disobedient, any parent could discipline you. What happened to the old school parenting? I have one child. He's 20 years old. He's 6 feet tall. During the time that he got his last spanking, I'm saying spanking, you know, for those of you who are new school politically correct listening to the broadcast, whooping for those of us who got whoopings back in the day. But that I can still remember, and he and I laugh about this often now, his last whooping, spanking. And I was getting ready to spank him, and my son is 6 feet. He was even tall as a teenager, and I'm 5'5 without heels. So I got ready to whip him, and I said, bring me that belt. So, you know, I got the belt, and I'm realizing that I'm having to look up at him to get ready and give him this whooping. And he looked at me. My son, you know, great kid. He's a sophomore at Auburn University. Great, great kid, etc. But I remember that particular day. He's a teenager, so I'm having to get ready to whoop him, and he's looking down at me. Well, my mother came out in me, because I felt like this is a challenge. Wait a minute. I'm getting ready to discipline him. He's supposed to be cowering, shaking, you know, like I used to do. Oh, mama, please don't whip me. Mama, I'm sorry. I'm going to do it again. Please, mama, don't whip me. Let me. Yeah. I just had a flashback. I'm sorry. But, you know, he's supposed to be shaking and cowering in fear, and he's just looking at me. and I'm doing all of the appropriate parental yelling. I brought you in this world. I'll take you out. Who you think you messing with? Who you think you talking to? Well, my son didn't say a word. He's just looking at me. I said, wait a minute. I said, I tell you what, you challenging me? You looking at me? Even though he probably really wasn't, but that's how I felt. You challenging me? You just looking at me? I said, lie your butt down on the floor. So that's what I made him do. Because, see, that put him in the appropriate, respectful position of subordination because I'm the parent. So I made him lie down, and then I just sat down on the sofa and gave him his licks on his bottom. My son, to this day, says, I can't believe you did that. I said, yes, because I needed you to understand that although you were taller than me, although you had more height, you never had more authority. You never had more significance, never had more superiority, because in all things, even until this day, I remain the parent. Hallelujah. Y'all got to bear with me. I'm having flashbacks while I'm teaching this. But it's necessary because there are too many kids today who are going out doing things that never should be so. And it's not because every parent is a bad parent. Sometimes you can be the best parent in the world. Raise your kids with the appropriate boundaries, and they still go out and turn from the teaching you've given them. But I remind you that the word also teaches us in Proverbs that when you train up your child in the way that he or she should go, that teaching will not depart from them. When it says that they shall not depart from it, it doesn't mean that they may not, you know, get out of line. But that teaching, your voice, that conscience that you establish, it's always there reminding them, this is not what your mother taught you. This is not what your daddy taught you. But I'm talking about parents who are not teaching anything, not setting any boundaries, not setting any foundations, scared in your own home of your own children. They cussing at you and in front of you. Walking around with guns, selling drugs out of your house, and you not saying a word. Because sometimes you're benefiting from it. Ooh, I wish I had within 15 minutes. I'm getting in your stuff today. Sometimes you benefiting from what they selling, so you won't say a word because you want them to pay your rent, your house notes, your phone, your car notes. What happened to the old school parents? And when you won't speak up, it's all right because guess what's going to happen? Somebody else is going to discipline your children. I am an attorney. Criminal defense is one of my main practice areas. I defend and deal with people, kids, young men, young women every day in the criminal justice system who I'm sure wished that they would have listened to their parents who remember those butt whoopings. And they'll tell you any day a butt whooping from my mama or daddy is better than a butt whooping from Bubba in the big house. It's better than the police brutality and the application of excessive force. What happened to the old school parenting? And I'm not talking about just African-American kids or just Hispanic kids. I'm talking about all kids. Kids going out and shooting up schools. Kids doing all kinds of things that are not expedient and not reflective of what their parents have taught them and not a reflection of the appropriate glory of the Lord. Some of you say, well, I try to raise some Evangelist Rossi. But Child Protective Services or DCF or DHR, whatever you call them in your state, they always want to interfere. Well, I tell you, my mother wasn't afraid of protective services. Those school parents, they threaten you. They dared you to call the police. Call them. I'll whoop your butt when they get here. See, you as the parents have to begin to learn the law. I don't have but 15 minutes, but I want you to take some time and begin to learn the law in your state. Because protective services, they don't have unfettered rights to just come in, move your children, do whatever they want. There are laws for how their investigations have to take place. Laws for when they can enter your premises. Laws for when they can remove your children. Criminal defense is not only one of my practice areas, but I also practice what's known as administrative law. I have gone up against DCF in the state of Florida for removing kids, removing people out of their homes. To this day, praise the Lord, I haven't lost a case. There are laws for how this works. You are the parents. You are the voters who elect the legislators and governors in your state who put these laws into being. You are the parents who elect the sheriffs, the mayors, the commissioners in your cities or towns or municipalities who put these laws and these ordinances into place. Get involved. Make your voice heard. Let them know that you understand you have a constitutional right in relation to parenting and raising your children. No, you don't have the right to abuse, but don't let people come in and get you to the point where you can no longer raise your kids and then the police have to raise them. Foster parents have to raise them. Society has to raise them. Because it's not up to the schools to be the parents. The teachers are there to teach. You set the boundary. You teach the foundation. At home, you say, not in my house. Not in my family's name. Not in my legacy. Will you sell another drug? Will you walk around with another gun? We cleaning house today. Not in this city. Will you go around and kill another kid in the neighborhood? Will you go around and go in and rob another elderly person? Not from my loins, not from my womb. Will you be that person? Whew, our time is run. We got to go into prayer. Come on and pray with me wherever you are right now. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you for your word this morning. We thank you for every person listening to this broadcast right now and those who will listen later, because just the fact that they're listening shows that they have a desire to abide by your word, to live right, to do right, to teach right, to walk right, to talk right and pray right. But sometimes, Father, we have all gone astray. Sometimes, Father, we haven't done what you've commanded us, so we come saying we're sorry, Lord. Hallelujah. We repent this morning. Glory. We ask the forgiveness of every sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, help us to get that mindset and that courage like our parents used to have in the old days, where they established boundaries in their homes, where they took their children to church, not just sent them to church, but took their children to church, where they honored one another in the homes and they set boundaries for their kids, whether it's a whooping, a spanking, a grounding, whether it's a talking to, whatever it is, that they realize that they are the parents, that the children don't have the right mindset, knowledge, foundation to know how to make the right decisions without the appropriate guidance. And your word taught us that it's the parents who hate their children who refuse to instill discipline. But those who love them understand the necessity of setting protective boundaries. Father, help us to help our children. Stop doing drugs. Stop selling drugs. Stop carrying weapons. Stop joining gangs. Stop shooting up schools. Stop killing people. Stop robbing people. But help us to get them back into the house of the Lord. Help us to have Bible study and Bible reading at home. Help us to pray over our children before they leave out for play or for school or wherever they got to go. Help us to get back to old school parenting in the ways of following the word. Now, Lord, I come praying for everyone listening right now, for everything they've laid before you, everything that they need, even those who right now, even they're being convicted in their souls and spirits because they know they have not done right by their children, but they still have the opportunity now to get it right with grandchildren, nieces and nephews, cousins, and other kids in the community. Help them now to say, today I'll stand up. Today, I get my courage back. And for those parents who have kids who are so deeply entrenched in gangs or drugs or so far gone that they feel like that they cannot even reach them, I come in agreement, Father, that you will reach them. There's nowhere that your hands cannot save. For the parents who have children who are incarcerated or family members who are incarcerated, for my nephew who's incarcerated, for the children of my friends who are incarcerated, for my cousin who's incarcerated, hallelujah. Protect them right now. Cover all of them in the blood of Jesus. Even now, begin to work in their hearts, their minds, and spirits to remind them that they were raised differently. Hallelujah, because you said they're teaching. That word won't depart. Father, I pray for everyone listening, for all of the children that we have, all of our families, that they will be used for the kingdom of God. that they will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Even if the children are grown and have their own children, I'm coming in agreement for everybody's kids, everybody's grandkids, nieces and nephews, cousins, friends, kids on this broadcast today. Woo! That the devil will not be victorious in their lives. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listen and say amen. We've run out of time. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him. I got to give you our task for today. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him. Wherever you are, say, Lord, no more destruction in my house. Say it again. Lord, no more destruction in my house. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Say, Father, no more destruction in my family. Say it again. Lord, no more destruction in my family. Say, Lord, no more destruction from my womb. Hallelujah. Lord, no more destruction from my womb. Say, Lord, no more destruction from my seed. Hallelujah. But say, I speak victory. Oh, glory to God. Come on, the time has run out. I got to give you our task for today. No more destruction. Our topic for this morning was whatever happened to old school parenting. And I apologize if you hear a lot of interference. I mean, I've been up just all into this, so I'm standing up because it took me back. Your task for today, woo, is to establish the boundaries with your children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, all the kids in the community, and all day long, wherever you see them and they're doing wrong, you tell them, no more destruction. Let me love on you. Let me pray with you. But I speak no more destruction. All right. I will see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern live or 8 a.m. Go to fieldyfire.com and hear the broadcast, share it, and subscribe. I love you. No more destruction. I brought you in, I'll take you out. No more destruction. I brought you in this world. I take you out. No more.